Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 3 weeks ago, the governments of France, Germany, and Great Britain, at a meeting of the Joint Commission of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, announced the successful implementation of INSTEX. Has anybody told you about this major threat to the U.S. dollar? The announcement was delivered on behalf of the European Union by the Secretary General of the European External Action Service. In her statement, Helga Schmidt said, quote, "France, Germany, and the United Kingdom inform participants that INSTEX has been made operational and available to all European Union member states," unquote. She further explained that other EU member states were joining INSTEX as shareholders and the system was being opened to parties in other countries. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action is better known as the Iran nuclear deal. When the U.S. government withdrew from this deal last year, it imposed sanctions against entities that might trade with Iran. Among those threatened was the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, known as SWIFT, which is the primary facilitator of international payments. It is also the means by which the U.S. dollar maintains dominance in worldwide trade. SWIFT announced that it would comply by denying access to Iranian banks. Blocking access to SWIFT to European companies wanting to trade with Iran sparked the creation of INSTEX. This entity matches up European buyers and sellers with Iran entities that the Europeans end up paying each other instead of receiving and sending payments involving Iran. This is horrible news as dollars foreigners to use the SWIFT system are effectively interest-free loans to the U.S. government. The creation of INSTEX means two things. First, as foreign demand for U.S. dollars for use in the SWIFT system declines, the excess will be repatriated to the U.S. Treasury to be paid off with U.S. goods and services or purchases of U.S. businesses and real estate. Second, the U.S. government will have to issue more interest-bearing debt, which will increase budget deficits. This new development, prompted by last year's U.S. government withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal, will ultimately push down the value of the U.S. dollar and reduce America's standard of living. Which is why the politicians and regular American media don't want you to know. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.